The Ben Ishchai in Parashat Lech Lecha, we're up to Alachat Tet Zayin. Matov u'manayim al pi asod litbol be'erev Shabbat Kodesh. How good it is, al pi ha-Kabbalah, to go to the mikveh every Friday. To do tevila on erev Shabbat Kodesh. Kede lekabel tosefet nefesh ruach unshama delel Shabbat al yedet tevila. In order to be able to accept and to receive the extra nefesh, ruach, and neshama of Lel Shabbat that comes on Friday night through the tevila in a mikveh. And here the Ben Ishchai shares with us a few basic kavanot that a person could have when he goes to the mikveh on Friday. Tevila rishona letahara mikol tumah. How many times is he tovel? The Ben Ishchai is going to tell us how many times. The first tevila, the first immersion in the mikveh, letahara mikol tumah, is a general kavana to purify ourselves from any tumah. That's the first one. Ushniya, I always found this so fascinating. Letikun avon hakas. Out of everything, this is singled out. The second tevila is in order to rectify the sin of anger. Which means that if a person still has the sin of anger, that's an obstacle that stands in between him and the receiving of the Tosefet Nefesh Ruach Neshama of Shabbat. He has to rectify, he has to be metaken, the Avon of Kaas, that's the second tevila. Wow. Ushlishit, the third one, Lehavshit bigdei chol me'al hanefesh. The kavana in the third tevila is to thereby remove the garments of the weekdays from upon our nefesh. We are removing bigdei chol from our nefesh with the third tevila. Urviit, a fourth time, lehasir ulehavshit me'alav haruach shehaya shore alav v'me'achol, kedesh yishre alav ata haruach mi'beria. He says the fourth tevila is to remove the ruach of his neshama that was dwelling with him during the week, so that to make room for a new ruach, ruach hadasha, that comes from olam ha'briya on Shabbat. And here he adds a kavana in that fourth tevila, v'zeyi al yedei ehye b'milui hehin. A person should have the kavana of Hashem's name while he's under the water. He should have kavana Hashem's name, aleph he yud he, and spelled out b'milui hehin. Aleph, aleph lamed pe, he he, yud vav dalet, he he. He should picture those letters of Hashem's name in mind, v'chaven bo b'tvila zo, and that's how he is mafshit ruach shaita shora alav b'me'achol, in order to accept a ruach mibri'ah for Shabbat. And then, you're not done yet, v'chamishit, then there's a fifth tevila, hi lichvod ha-Shabbat lekabel tosefet ve'he'ara shel kedushat Shabbat. Now you're receiving the extra he'ara of Kedusha, the extra enlightenment of holiness of Shabbat. So up until now, it was removing. The first one was removing Tum'ah. The second one was removing Kaas. The third one was removing Bigdei Chol from the Nefesh. The fourth one was removing the Ruach of the week in order to make room for Ruach Debriah. The fifth one is in order to receive. Now we are receiving Tosefet Ve'e'ara Shel Kedushat Shabbat. Says the Ben Ishchai, that fifth one, some have the minhag to break it into three separate ones. V'yesh no'agim litbol shalosh tvilot keneged nefesh ruach neshama. Which means that fifth tevila, which is in order to be able to receive the Tosefet Kedusha of Shabbat, so that some people do in three parts, to receive one tevila to receive the nefesh, one tevila to receive the ruach, one for the neshama. Vishnu agim chamesh, some split it into five, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya yechida. So bekitzur, it's either five tevilot all in all, according to the Ben Ishchai, those are the basic ones, or 7, right? Or 9 comes out. So the basic 5, he laid out for us what their kavana is. Now, according to the Ben Ish Chai, you have to also go to the mikveh in the morning of Shabbat. Vigam biyom Shabbat baboker kodem tefilat shachrit. Tov yafeh meod. It's a good thing litbol kedei lekabel tosefet nefesh ruach neshama diyom Shabbat, in order to be able to receive the tosefet nefesh ruach neshama of the day of Shabbat. Ki tosefet nefesh ruach neshama shel hayom em gdolim yoter mishel laila. Because the tosefet nefesh ruach neshama of the daytime is separate than the nighttime, and it's even on a higher level, shem bechinat ducha, on the level of zachar, as opposed to the night was on the level of nekeva. Im shimesh mitato b'leil Shabbat, if he had marital relations on Friday night, yitbol baboker shtayim, then you should do 2 tevilot. Achat leha'avir ruach tum'ah, one to remove tum'ah, v'ashniyah lekabel tosefet Shabbat shel hayom, and then the second one to receive tosefet Shabbat. ונראה לי אף על פי שלא שימש גם כן נכון לטבול שתיים, כי אולי נטמע בטיפה קטנה בהשתנה ולבדעתה. בן ישחי says, regardless, you should do 2 תבילות, because maybe there was tum'ah that the person wasn't aware of. והרב הגדול מורנו, הרב רבי אליהו מני, כתב לי, רבי אליהו מני wrote to the בן ישחי, מנהג החסידים בעיר הקודש, תיבנה ותיקונה מרב ימינו, אמן, לטבול בשחרית של שבת שתיים. To do... in Shachrit of Shabbat, 2 tevilot, ha'achat, 1, le'avir ruach ha'tum'ah, to remove the tum'ah, ve'ashniyah lekabel tosefet Shabbat, kipshat divrei Rabbeinu, as is mashma from the words of the Ari HaKadosh. V'yesh nuhagim litbol bekabalat tosefet Shabbat 5. However, Rabbi Eliyahu Mani added, some have a kavana, have a minhag, meaning in the morning also, to be tovel 5 times, כנגד פרטי נפש, רוח נשמה, חיה יחידה, ויש מוסיפים עוד 2, כנגד חיה ויחידה דכללות, עד כאן דבריו. So, those who are ready for all this, it's a good halakha in Ben Ish Chai to actually memorize and to know by heart, because when you go to the mikveh, you can't actually hold the sefer in your hands, you know, and, okay, what do I think right now? And go down. You can't do that. So you have to really try to memorize this halakha, halakha tetzayin in Parashat Lech Lecha. And if a person does it every week, after a while, it becomes second nature to him, and these kavanot he remembers easily. Yudzayin, lefi divrei Rabbeinu Ari, b'shar ha-kavanot, tzarich lizayar shelo yinagev atzmo b'mitpachat, kesheyaleh me'atvila. Ki me'mei Shabbat, tzarich she'aguf yishav otam. It's an amazing thing. The Ben Ish Chai himself is going to say, it's not for everyone, not everybody could handle this. But he says, if you learn the words of the Ari HaKadosh and Shara Kavanot, he says, when you come up from the mikveh, you should not dry yourself. He says, you should let the holy waters of Shabbat, let them be absorbed on their own by your body. The body has to just take them in, like that. Ben Ish Chai immediately says, Mihu nir'eli, kevan shedavar ze eno me'akev b'ikar ha-mitzvah ve'atikun shel ha-tevila. The Ben Ish Chai says, let's first make it clear that this part is not crucial. It's not me'akev in the mitzvah and the tikkun that is being accomplished by going to the mikveh. So he says, being that it's not me'akev, hine kol adam asher yikshe alav hadavar hazeh la'asoto mitzad mizgo. He says, if it's hard for you to do that, let's say, first of all, let's say it's cold. And not to dry yourself would be, you know, it's freezing. Or also, like, you just can't handle that. He says, don't worry, you don't have to do that. Lo mi baya bimot achoref. I don't have to tell you, he says, in the winter, shehem amuchachim lenagev mechamat hakriyut, because it's so cold, you have to dry yourself. Ela afilu bimot hakayitz. He says, even during the hot days of the summer, yesh b'nei adam she'en yicholim lishayel b'li niguv. Some people, they can't, what do you mean, tell them not to dry themselves? What kind of... Al ken nir'e li mi shedavar ze kashe alav. So therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, he has an idea here. He says, someone who, it's hard for him to do that, yenagev kol gufo. He should dry his entire body. Ve'rak yashir makom echad begufo belo niguv. Just leave one part, you know, that you're comfortable with, without drying. Tov shi yashir zro'otav. The Ben Ish Chai says, how about the arms? It's a good idea. The arms, not the end of the world. It takes a few minutes anyway, even less, not so long. And you forget about it, and you don't realize that it was absorbed. So the Ben Ish Chai says that's a nice way to be mikayem the words of the Ari HaKadosh. That's all in the Inyan of Tvila B'mikveh B'erev Shabbat.